And Chevra, in the parsha has a lot in it, but two extremely famous psukim. One of them we spoke in the long share of Ahtulech Kamocha. And the other is Kedoshim Tiyu. Can't not talk about Kedoshim Tiyu. First of all, I believe, another reminder, you know, we have Yimei Shoivavim, the time in the year that we work on being Kadosh, being holy, not giving in to our temptations. So here we're reminded again, Kedoshim Tiyu, and each and every one of us take it to heart. But the Torah tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu ki Kadosh ani, Hashem Elokeichem. And everyone tries to understand what this means. Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be holy. You should be holy. And as Rashi says, Pushim and Arayas, as the Ramban says, Kadosh Etzvachav Mutterlach, to stay away from temptation, to have self-control, to elevate every aspect of our life, to be holy, to separate from that which holds us back. But what does it mean we should be holy because Hashem is holy? Should be holy because Hashem is holy. Hashem is Kodesh Kedoshim. Hashem is Ein Sof. Hashem is above and beyond anything we could imagine in our wildest dreams. So I'm supposed to be holy because He's holy. That would be Lamashal, for those of us who are holding a little bit in what's going on in playoffs these days. You know, imagine you're walking down the street in New York City and you happen to bump into Jalen Brunson. And Jalen Brunson comes over to you and says, you know, you should be a good basketball player because I'm a good basketball player. Like, really? Like, you're Jalen Brunson. You're of the best players in the NBA. What's that do to Aria Cohen? I'm like, I'm a white Jew who's not even 5'8". And like, no chance, man. I can't get 6 inches off the ground. Like, what? Because you're a great basketball, I should be like, what? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kadosh, we should be Kadosh. Like, what does that even mean? So the Medrash says, Kadoshim Tiyu, you should be holy. Yachol Kamoni, you might think like me. You're going to think you should be holy like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, because I am holy. And what that means to be saying, don't worry, Kedushasi Lamala Mekedushaschem. Pashup Shat, my holiness is greater than your holiness. You know, the Pasuk's trying to tell us, not that we should be holy because Hashem is holy, but we should be holy and know that Hashem's holiness is much, don't think we should be parallel. The Medrash teaches us, not that we should think we should be parallel to Hashem, because he's much holier than us. But that doesn't mean I can't be holy on my level. In other words, to say, we still have to emulate Hashem. We still have to try to be as high as we could. But not, obviously, we're never going to reach Him. So the Medrash says, Kedushasi lemalami kedushaschem. Pashup Shat, Kedushasi, my holiness, comma, lemalami kedushaschem, is holier than your holiness. Is above your holiness. But the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, and this is from the Hilul Gemara v'Shemesh, and the Kedushas Levi says similarly, maybe we put the comma in a different place in the Medrash. Kedushasi lemal, you have to put not Kedushasi, my holiness, comma, lemalam kedushchem, is holier than you, which is Pashupat, which we all understand. Maybe it's Kedushasi lemala, my holiness up in Shemayim, you know where it comes from? Mikedushaschem, from your Kedusha. In other words, as if to say, when you and I are holy, when you and I have self-control and don't give in to temptation, when you and I don't look at something we shouldn't be looking at, when you and I have whatever the temptation is and don't give in to that temptation and build holiness, the Mar B'Shemesh, the Jalevi, these holy tzaddikim say it, and I can only say it because they do, it brings the Rabboni Shalom holiness. It brings the Rabboni Shalom holiness. The Degel Machon Ephraim says, that's the end of the Pasuk. It says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. We could learn that, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem in all my glory, Elokeichem, because I'm your God, meaning because I'm yours and what you've done brings me to be Ani Hashem. Chevra, I'll tell you the truth. I saw this Torah and I said, I have to give him a Torah. I don't even fully comprehend the Torah because I don't know. I'm going to admit, be real. I don't know what that even means, that we could bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu holiness. Because that's above my pay grade, like to even comprehend what that means. God is Ein Sof, God is the holiest thing in the world. But just that the Mar B'Shemesh Kedushas Levi says it, tells me something incredible about what it is when you and I are Kadosh. Whatever that means, which is incredible, means that there's this incredible power, and it's unbelievable that we could bring Hashem Kedusha with it. If I'm Kadosh, that's what it is. Because Hashem, you know why? Whatever exactly that means, but you know why? It's because Hashem understands the temptations of this world. Hashem understands the challenges in the world that you and I live in Tavshin Pei Dalet in 2024, which has the most accessibility towards temptation that any generation ever suffered from. And that when a Yid in this generation, when a young man, when a young woman, when a young, when an older man or woman, whoever it might be, could withhold himself from the temptations of the world, the materialistic world of Taiva, the promiscuous world of Taiva, and could hold back and not give in and say, no, no, I'm holy. I'm holy. That's not me. I'm not part of that way which the whole world is doing, because the whole world is. That brings Kedusha to Hashem. It's so powerful. And by the way, you know why, if you think for 1 minute, you're not capable? I'll tell you what the way I always understood, Ki Kadosh Ani. You could be holy because I'm holy. And you know what? Each and every one of us has a part of Hashem within us. Each and every one of us has a chelek l'kam yimam mamish within us. So don't think for a second you're not capable. Hashem is holy. So yeah, I could be holy because I have Hashem within me. And believe in that in the deepest of ways. And bring Hashem, His Kedusha, whatever that means. And realize how powerful it is to be a Kadosh Tikiyid. Kadosh, 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 each and every one of us. And maybe then we'll bring the Kedusha down with the Shechina B'tachtonim, with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and that will do away with all the outside taivas and all that brings us down, with the Gula Shleimo, with Mishil Zakenu, Bimheira Bimeinu. Everyone should have a beautiful Heilig Shabbos Kodesh.
Amen. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Yibane amigdash, yitzi yonetzi yon, yitzi yon kibale, vishom nashir shechadash.